Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Come on.
Well, I'm Lepley. This is George G. And the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Keith Clark. Keith, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready to go. Thank you.
All right, let's go. Keith is a retirement industry expert. He's the managing partner of DWC. They are the 401k experts. Keith, excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life, some more about your work, and why you do what you do.
Excellent. So we have 20 minutes of the show. I'll bring that down to about 30 seconds, make it a little bit more fun. I'll start on the fun side. Love to run, love to bike. When I graduated from the University of Minnesota, way back when, 401ks were just starting. Nobody knew what they were at the time. In fact, only actuaries were doing the work. So when I was going to go to grad school, but I said, yeah, I'm going to interview with two or three of the top firms. Fell in love with a company that offered. They said they're very, very difficult to get a job with. And if you got a job there, you had free lunch, free dinner. So coming out of college, that's the route I went. So I started Hewitt way back when, only two or three buildings, and I ended up being one of the top five consulting firms worldwide. So I've been in the 401k business almost from day one. When folks ask me what I do, it's a little easier to tell them today than way back when, because you don't want to say you work in the 401k industry. It's just a wonderful industry to be in. So from that perspective, I spent the first 10, 12 years of my career just working up in the industry, working on all components. And many of my friends kept coming up and saying, hey, you got to write a book. I mean, you're awesome to hear it at speaking gigs. You should start your own firm. So I talked to my parents said, you should never start your own firm. There's no way, you don't know what's going to happen. They're all nervous about the next paycheck. Me, on the other hand, we started this business with Doug Hafer, who's a fantastic individual. He also is the University of Minnesota. He's the football player. I'm the track guy. He just said, we got to go after it, control our destiny. And the really cool thing when we started our business is, we just went after it. I mean, when you start on day one, it is the scariest day. You're super excited. You can't sleep for the first day, first few weeks, because you're all excited about the business, but then you have to bring in clients. So without clients, that excitement starts going down. So you're hitting the phones. And In Doug's case, in my case, we had plenty of clients at our previous gigs, but we had non-competes. So we really had to hit the phones. And once we started getting a few clients, things really, really escalated from there. So when we started a consulting firm, it was really a consulting firm to the industry, really turnaround experts. And today we branched off, and we had a chance to chat before this. We decided to start a consulting firm because two of our recurring consulting clients, we kept telling them, you're not really doing a good job in your compliance services on the 401k side. So they said, Keith, you know this stuff. Why don't you do it for us? So Doug and I said, yeah, let's do it. But we're going to be way different than the rest of the industry. And that has just exploded. When I say exploded, when you're different and you get it, and clients and advisors see the differentiation, it's wonderful. So we're in the 23rd year now, still growing. So I didn't go 20 minutes and I went more in a minute, but there's a little bit of the story for you.
Perfect. No, I appreciate that. So you talk about how you run a consulting firm, you're in the 401k space. what do you really do? Do you make 401ks easy for businesses so they can offer it so people can save money? Do you think about you are helping people to save for retirement? How do you think about the work you're really doing?
Again, that's a great question. See, you obviously have a knowledge of the industry and the way you ended that, so we love it. We're not out there to save the world. We're not out there to say, hey, if you hire us, you have a better chance to reach your realistic retirement goals. We're the folks behind the scenes. So most companies that have a 401k plan, they have a phone number they can call into a call center, or they can log on to get their account information. That's not us. So we're not on the cool side. We're that firm that creates the legal documents. We're the firm that performs the compliance tests. Some of them are easy, some are difficult, but our role is really to make sure our plan sponsors are compliant. So the at the end of the day, we have folks here that love math and they love legal documents and enjoy communication. So we're the nitty gritty folks. We're the ones behind the scenes. Easiest way to say it, if you go to a baseball game, you don't go there to watch the umpire. So with us, you really don't want to talk to us, because if we find something, that is the worst call. Sometimes we get blamed and it's not us. I mean, just this morning we had to resign from a client because they weren't making their 401k deposits timely. Warning after warning, say, hey, you can get arrested for this. Finally, we just say, if you're not going to do it, we're resigning. That's kind of an extreme example, but that's the compliance stuff we deal with. And you know, we have 55 folks there that love the compliance side.
Why are 401ks so complicated?
Oh, well, we can thank the government for that. I mean, we've all filed our own individual taxes. That's not easy. It goes back to the mid-80s. When 401k plans, they were just starting, most companies had a defined benefit plan, so you had a guaranteed benefit. A participant didn't have to put any money in. The company just said, hey, you've got a defined benefit plan. When you retire, you're going to get a nice check monthly, quarterly, or annually. So that's easy to explain. So when the 401ks came about, what the government said is, hey, wait a second here. We're going to put these in place. We've got to make sure every employee or every participant in the plan is accounted for fairly. So when I say that, the government is thinking, wait a second, we don't want these owners to have this great tax advantage to defer money into the plan, and then the rest of the folks don't really get that much of a benefit, especially in the profit sharing and company contribution side. So that's why we have a bunch of fun tests out there, and I can rattle off some names to scare everybody, but coverage testing, ADP, top heavy. The bottom line is, the government's saying, we got to make sure this benefits everybody in the company, all the participants. So it actually is a good thing that they do that, and it works.
Yeah, I appreciate that. So it's been an interesting transition, and I don't know if interesting is a euphemism, from your traditional pension plan to now I'm totally responsible for saving all the money that I will eventually have, hopefully for retirement. And to protect people, we need a little bit of complexity and rules to make sure that the company, the owners of the company, aren't just putting money in the plan for themselves and not for the employees. Right. So I totally get that. And sometimes I think that the perceived complexity of it prevents business owners from starting 401k plans. What do you say to that?
That's spot on. Again, trying not to go too much in the details. The government's getting better on offering tax advantages to start a 401k plan. You're a smaller company, there's several states that are requiring companies either have a 401k plan or join their state mandated plan. And those are essentially Roth IRA accounts. So from a cost perspective, you get a tax deduction for the first 2 years. It's not a lot, but at the end of the day, it's really not that much from a perspective of the overall compensation and benefits. If you hire the right service provider, I would tell any small company or medium-sized company, your most important hire is probably your investment advisor, because they get it. They're going to be the ones that are selling the plan to your participants and communicating. They're the ones that are going to help you put together the investment menu to make it easier. What a lot of the direction you're going is, it costs something. It seems complex. And I really don't want to deal with these payrolls. Well, if you go backwards on those, with technology today, it's so much easier to operate a 401k plan with these service providers than it did 5, 10, 20 years ago. And then from a cost perspective, We have clients that actually ask us, can I pay for the services out of pocket, or should I just charge the fees to the participants? So that's one way to lower the cost. I'm not a big fan of clients loading all the expenses onto the participants, because that obviously takes away the return. So I would say it's about 25% of clients that will actually write the check out of pocket, and they get a tax deduction for that as well. But if I'm a small company, the first thing I would look at from a compensation benefits perspective is my healthcare plan, and then the 401k. Because right now we're in a labor market, it's tough to hire folks. And there's firms like us, we're in the business. My goal every year, and I have a note right here, I want to get 10% profit sharing for our firm every year. So in the last 15 years, we've averaged anywhere from 8 to 13% profit sharing, which is a really cool benefit, because now I've got a retention factor. And obviously, for those that aren't in the 401k plan, when you have a profit sharing contribution, if you're providing a profit sharing contribution of $5,000, I can vest that over time. I can graduate in 6 years, or I can do a cliff year in 3. So if the person leaves...
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
They're not going to take all that money with them. So that's kind of a long answer. I would tell plan sponsors that are considering this, find an advisor, find a firm like me. Let us run a plan design projection so we can tell you what the benefits are to the owners, to the participants, and your actual cost from a company contribution perspective and or administration. At the end of the day, it really isn't that much. Sorry for the long answer.
No, not at all. I think it's such an important thing. I know how important it is when you read stats like half of American employees don't have a 401k plan at the company that they're working at. And the government is working to incentivize companies through tax rebates or credits to put 401k plans in place. The more we can reduce friction or roadblocks from that, and I really view the complexity as an unnecessary roadblock. Yes, 401k plan is complex, but it's far from insurmountable. And so working with a firm like yours, who has experience and processes for helping a business owner to implement and actually manage the plan safely, effectively, and to the point where it's not an incredible headache, I think that's the key.
Yeah, you got to make it easy. That's why hire an investment advisor, someone who gets the business, knows the industry, knows the service providers like us. If we're not making it easy for the plan sponsor, they're going to hate the plan. But if you get the right folks, it's really easy, and then it's rewarding for the plan sponsor and the participants. I've said for a long time, there is a value for your HR dollar, and that's twofold. One, it's the benefits you're providing, but it's also it's the cost of your service providers. It's funny, yesterday, we were talking beforehand, I was on the TD Ameritrade show, and they were talking about the impact of this volatile stock market. And I go way back. What's really hot right now, the popular press is focused on the volatile markets, which is scaring 401k participants. Well, that's the last thing we want to do is 401k participants, they don't know investments like we do. In fact, it's kind of a scary thing out there. So when the markets are going down, I used to say back in the 80s and 90s, all you had to do is watch what 401k participants are doing. When they're selling, you should be buying. When they're buying, you should be selling. So they're always missing it because they're following with the popular press, that scare piece. So as part of the interview yesterday, make sure that the plan sponsor investment advisor, you get the message to the participants. This is a long-term game. Stick with your plan, review your plan. If you have any questions, call your advisor or call your record-keeping service provider. They'll provide the insight and can answer your questions. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with the money market rates, because they've been zero for so long. They're almost below zero. And now they start ratcheting it up. When that gets to 3%, 4%, 5%, not saying it's going to get there, but when they do, that's where a lot of 401k participants go, because you can get 3% to 5%. That's kind of easier for them than going to the equity markets and playing that, the 10% annualized game.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And there's so much complexity just everywhere. You talk about the stock market, it's scary. And frankly, I mean, I think that the majority of us ordinary investors, I certainly consider myself to be that as well, even though I work in the financial industry, we're just trying to figure out, you know, how much I need to be saving and get my budget together. Yeah. So I'm not living paycheck to paycheck. And oh my goodness, now I need to actually invest in the stock market and I'm totally responsible for this. Well, the easier that things can be made, I think that that's how we really position people, myself included, again, for success on things. So how do you think about, or are you excited about, just to kind of change gears, the student loan provisions that have been kicked around or talked about?
Not exciting. I don't know if you're talking about the government writing those off or the component of the 401k plan. That's not easy for plan sponsors. What's easy is sell deferrals, uploading the recordkeeper, done. Now bringing in a student loan component, now you have another outside party. Back in the, if you go back 15 years ago, 20 years ago, the hot thing was you can take a loan out, which obviously is a nice feature in 401k plan. But the hot thing was, we're going to give participants credit cards. And thank goodness that didn't go through, but I was with a company that was one of the initiators, and at the time, I thought it was pretty cool, but it's an administrative nightmare. So I like the idea of the student loan component with the 401k. It's just an administrative nightmare. And when I hear that, that makes me nervous, because if that gets messed up, then you have the potential IRS or the DOL audits, and they're going to say, wait a second, you're not doing this right. And then you get a slap on the hand. Hopefully you don't want to get the big fines and penalties. So yes, I like it, but oftentimes the government, when they put items in place, if it's not administratively feasible, it's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Adding additional complexity to an already complex thing is not necessarily a winning formula.
Yeah.
How can we fix all this complexity with more complexity?
Yeah.
What do you wish? And certainly it. Yes, having a health insurance, health care provided, and then a 401k from a recruiting and a retention standpoint, I consider those to be sort of must-haves. What do you wish, or if you could wave a magic wand, more plan sponsors knew about 401ks? Or when I say plan sponsors, companies.
Well, I like that question. We work with a lot of clients. There are, I would say, 20-30% that really get it. It is a key component of their total comp and benefits package. I would say another 50%, they're doing it, what you just said. Hey, I got to do it here. because it's kind of a competitive thing. And then there's that 20% that kind of doing it because I thought it was the right thing, or I'm just doing it for the owners. My message to plan sponsors is, in this tight labor market, there's not a lot of differentiators beyond the compensation. And you and I know this, when folks are looking, they're often just looking at this number here, how much am I to get paid? I would encourage plan sponsors, if the budget allows, leverage a strong profit sharing, leverage a strong company match, because that does help retention. And that is a differentiator. If I'm making up numbers, whether it's a 50,000 comp or 80 or 100,000 comp, well, if I'm looking at somebody at 90,000, or if I have a chance to go someplace for 90,000 or 100,000, but the 100,000 is just 100,000, I don't want to get a bonus. But over here, if I get a profit sharing of 8 to 10%, if I get a strong company match close to that, and I get great PTO and I get great health coverage. Well, wait a second. Now this 90 is 110. So it's really that total compensation benefits package. So I would encourage plan sponsors to really look at their compensation benefits package, especially in these times. And all of us are hiring, and we don't fall for the game. And somebody says, I've got to get this. We don't alter our compensation just as an individual, because that's going to throw everything we have off internally. So a lot of companies, we're probably going through a reset now for two reasons. One, the labor market issues, which is the last 2 years. So comp has moved up a little bit. But the tough thing we're all facing as companies and plan sponsors is inflation, because we're going to have to increase our prices. And obviously, we're going to have to increase compensation as well. So that was another long answer. Focus on your total compensation benefits package. Just don't look at the shiny object. I got to pay this X amount. That's where I'm going to get the person in, because that really doesn't tie into culture. This compensation benefits package is a big part of culture.
Love it. It's extremely possible I just stepped on your difference-making tip. But Keith, people are ready for that difference-making tip. What do you have for them?
Well, I would say from an individual perspective, and we have a lot of things internally. I have a lot of things internally. I focus on three things. Positive energy beats positive energy. Make everyone around you look good. And I can't emphasize that enough. It's easy to get frustrated, a teammate or a client or a service partner. Just make everyone around you look good. And then in those tough situations, obviously they're easier. And the last item is you've got to be excellent and do today's work today. And you do that in your family life, your work life, things work out pretty well. So that's my all encompassing tip for the day.
Well, I think that is great stuff that definitely gets a come on. Keith, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with you and DWC?
Pretty easy to find us, dwc401k.com. And you can also send me an email. If you go to the site, you can just click on my name and you'll be able to find me. If you have any questions on 401ks, love to have you. We do say we're the 401k experts, so thank you for putting that advertisement on the front end. We love this stuff. So if you're a plan sponsor, if you're thinking of starting a company, or if you want to start working in this industry, you know how to find me.
Love it. Well, if you enjoyed this much as I did, show Keith your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to DWC401K.com and check out the great resources. And if you are curious about getting into the business of the industry, ping Keith about that as well. Thanks again, Keith.
Thank you. Have a great day.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. WATER to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hosts. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethosts.com/terms.